107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sydney, it's always a pleasure. Now, my goodness, Sydney, before we get to our recipe of the week, you've sent me some photos of the kittens this week and celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Thursday. How did it go?
You know what? We had the windows open because it was such beautiful weather, and I think the kittens partied a little too hard. We had them in their St. Patrick's Day gear, and I have to say it was tough getting those pictures, but I think the kittens had a pretty great time. They're still playing with those toys, so...
Oh, we'll definitely have to share that on our socials for sure, Ember and Cinder. And the beautiful, beautiful kittens, although they look like they're getting a little bit bigger. I don't know. Can we still call them kittens?
I think you're right. They definitely are not kitten-sized anymore, that's for sure.
Well, it looks like they had a good time for St. Patrick's Day. Did you enjoy St. Patrick's Day?
I did. I was able to get out for a walk with the nice weather, so that was great. And I got to see all kinds of people, you know, in their green gear. So that was really nice to see.
Very nice. Well, let's get to our recipe of the week. Sydney, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so for those who have been off for March break this week, I hope everyone has been enjoying themselves and really enjoyed that lovely weather we had yesterday. So this week's recipe is a fun way to end March break, especially in light of all the summer-like weather we had. So this week's recipe is called Frozen Banana Pop.
Okay, this sounds like fun for the whole family. Sydney, take it away.
Yeah, so to make this recipe, all you need is 3 medium bananas, 1 cup yogurt, popsicle sticks, and whatever toppings you would like to roll your banana pops in, such as mini chocolate chips, shredded coconut. You can do sprinkles, chopped nuts, or even melted peanut butter. So to start, you're going to peel your bananas, cut them in half crosswise, and then insert a popsicle stick through the end of each banana until it's about halfway in. Then lay your bananas on a plate lined with parchment paper and pop those in the freezer for about an hour. Once you've taken them out of the freezer, dip them in the yogurt and then roll them in whatever toppings your heart desires. Place them back on the plate and freeze for another hour or so. And voila, you have homemade frozen banana pops that the whole family can enjoy.
And you can get as creative as you want with something like this, especially having fun with the kids with frozen banana pops. And there is an option to make it vegan, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So if you have anyone in your family who is vegan or perhaps has a dairy allergy, you can certainly swap out the yogurt for a plant-based yogurt option and then just to choose your toppings accordingly so that they're vegan as well.
Well, of course, we'll have the recipe of the week available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. Now, Sydney, speaking of plant-based eating, this has become quite a popular topic, a popular discussion. There's a very special webinar that focuses on this that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So my colleagues, Tanya and Cheryl, are both hosting a plant-based eating webinar on April 6th from 6 to 7 p.m., So if you're interested in learning more about plant-based eating, I encourage you to check that out. The link to sign up is on my Facebook page.
All right, Sydney. And again, of course, we know your Facebook page. What's another way that people can get in touch? Because you provide nutrition counseling and nutrition tips and so much more. What's the best way to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find my contact info on my Facebook page, or you can also find it on Google by Googling Sydney Brennan, registered dietitian at Zehrs Stratford. It will have my phone number on there as well as my email, or you can also knock on my door anytime you're in the store. And if I am there, I will definitely come and say hi.
All right. It's our recipe of the week. Again, we'll have it also at mystratfordnow.com. And of course, we'll have the pictures of Ember and Cinder celebrating St. Patrick's Day this week for sure. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Thanks for this, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great weekend.